Parshas Vayelech talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu again is giving his goodbye speech to the Jewish people on his last day of his life. He gives them chizuk that even without him, Yeshua will be successful in leading the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael and conquering Eretz Yisrael. And he speaks of how the Jewish people will rebel and there will be suffering, but at the end of the day, they'll make it through. And he gives the chizuk that with the rebellion that we'll do, we will in fact make it through. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk of Zion, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hein bo deni chai imachem hayom amrim ha'isem im Hashem, v'yafki achrei mosi." While I was alive with you, you rebelled when you were with Hashem, and so too you're going to do so after my death. And the Medrash says this is one of the 10 places we find the Kav Chomer in the Torah. That if they rebelled when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, then Kav Chomer, after his death, they would also rebel. If even in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime that wasn't enough to keep them in check, then Kav Chomer, when he's not around, they're not going to be in check. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings an interesting question that a Marsha in Sanhedrin Lamed Zion asks. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zion Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, a story of the Bezeira that he had Bar Yonim in his neighborhood, people who were not so well behaved, and he was trying to be Makar of them. And he was not successful. But when he passed away, says the Gemara, then they said, until now, Charicha Ketechsaki, that was a nickname they had for Bezeira, he was here and he was asking for Rachamim for us. Now that he's gone, who's going to ask for Rachamim for us? So they were Mahar Belibe and they did Tshuva. In other words, when he was alive, they felt they had somebody to take care of them and daven for them. And now that he was gone, they felt that they better shape up, and they did. So Marsha asked the question, that what's Moshe Rabbeinu's Kav Chomer? You could say the same thing. Maybe until now, the Jewish people knew Moshe was davening for them. Now that there's no more Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for them, maybe that would inspire them to feel more of a push that they'd better do tshuva. The Marsha says, Ein lochosh bazeh, apircha kavzos, mavlin osa besoch ha-Kav Chomer, kim shein ha-ksuva ba-Torah. Not sure exactly what the Marsha means. Sounds to me like he's saying that it's a good kasha, but it's not such a big deal. Doesn't mean it's not a Kav Chomer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky came to the kasha on his own. He says it's dafka, maybe it's specifically about Rabbi Zeira. He was makar of them, and therefore they felt that connection to him, that he's dominating for them. But in a normal situation where they don't feel that, then there's definitely a good Kav Chomer. Don't understand Reb Chaim so well, would think that this for sure, what they said Rabbi Zeira would definitely apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, who spent all his years davening for them and protecting them. Moshe Sternbach deals with the same Marsha. He suggests maybe the difference is that the Dor Dea in the Midbar, that they were an Am Kishay Oref. So, with them was a Shita that they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. So for sure, after Moshe Rabbeinu's death, they're for sure going to be strong-minded and not listen to Hashem. But Moshe's not even there to rebuke them. The Brayonim, they knew the greatness of Rabbi Zeira. They had a strong Yitzhara. They gave in to their taivas. When Rabbi Zeira passed away, they realized they better shape up. Versus the Dor Dea, that they were an Am Kishay Oref. And therefore, they would have held to their guns and they'd be even worse after he passes away. He suggests that sometimes it's worse when a person has like a Shita that they're following, better off when it's just the Yitzhara of taiva. Mercy has a strong-mindedness, then he's in a much worse position. He's much less likely to chew when he's that stubborn-minded. He says this idea that people feel the loss is a reason why sometimes people, they gather on the kever, the sons and the talmidim of a tzaddik come to his kever to really feel that feeling that we don't have Rebbe to protect us anymore, and we'd better be misorer and come to our own tshuva. I think it's definitely an interesting idea, this idea that they had, at least by Rabbi Zeira, that they had such a respect for Rabbi Zeira's tefillah, and they really appreciated that he cared about them, and that he davened for them, and they really believed in his tefillahs, that it would protect them. So I think it's a beautiful idea that people could really believe in the power of tefillah, believe in the koach of the tzaddik, that he's davening for them, and protecting them, and that it actually has a hashbah in Shemayim. My Rav said over a maisa on Rosh Hashanah, some mishpacha of his, that they were struggling mightily with having children, two brothers, and they went to Rav Chatzka Levenstein to ask him to daven for them. And he went, and he did so. And then they came back to him, I guess it was a few months later, and he said, no, I davened for you and I got it. You're going to have a Yeshua. And Kachabe, they had a Yeshua. He said, contrasted it with one of their other brothers who wasn't zochah to get married before Rav Chatzkel passed away, and he waited at least 18 years without having a child. That Rav Chatzkel was able to tap into something, and to me it was interesting because Rav Chatzkel was able to know that he got it. Like, I guess he tapped into something and he knew that he got what he needed with his tefillah. Just to me, this idea that people used to be able to connect the tefillah, be able to sense that they're tapping into something and really feel it. It makes it something to think about in these times, because it seems to me clearly that one of the main avoidas of Yom Kippur is tefillah. All right, we spend all day davening, and we spend a tremendous amount of time saying slichas during these Hashemi Tshuva. It seems that a large part of the avoida is the davening. I think davening is very difficult for many of us. We daven, we don't necessarily get answered. We don't feel we're being answered. We don't feel that we're being connecting to anything sometimes. Davening can be a very, very difficult parsha. I'm not such a good davener, and there's a reason I haven't given many shiurim about tefillah, but I noticed that if you look at the Siddur, it's not too much gimme, gimme, gimme. It's very much praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to be a way for us to try to develop a relationship with Hashem. There is obviously the element of asking and trying to gain what we want, but that doesn't seem to me to be the root of what tefillah is about so much as us trying to develop a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that tefillah is called avodah, it's service. We're trying to serve Hashem, not ourselves, when we daven. And I think we have to do work on our tefillah to try to get there. We have to have that goal of seeing how some people really are able to tap into tefillah and they're really able to feel that Hashem is listening to them and connecting to Hashem, and people like Rav Chatzkel that even were able to actually know and get really deep. And we have to at least aspire to try to gain from our tefillahs. You know, we have the day of Yom Kippur. We have no real excuses. We're spending the entire day. We should get a sitter that enables us to tap in and really try to connect, really try to push, to do what we can to try to gain from it, to grow from it. Just like to share with you an idea of what tefillah could be. Somebody got me an interesting book by somebody of Daniel Yaakov Trab. It's called Praying with Joy. And in his introduction, he just talks about, he's just like one of these kind of lives with one story of Gehenna after another. His father-in-law passed away right before the chasna, and the psak they got was not to tell his wife until after the wedding. And then his wife was from Brazil, they were in Brazil, and he got mugged, and he felt his life flashing before his eyes as he basically choking him without oxygen. His house burned. He had crazy stories with landlords and fights and people breaking his sukkah the day before sukkah. He's hit by a car. His house burned down. Like one after another. Basically, at a certain point, he went to different rabbanim. Like, well, what does Hashem want from me? What's going on? And so Shlomo Brevda told him, when you're going through stars like that, the only eitz is tefillah. He gave him a certain tefillah to say at the end of his Shemona Esrei. And he said, my Rebbe Rav Chatzkel told me, when people have tzaras, they think you daven to get away from the tzaras. Tzaras are the illness, tefillah is the cure. Hashem is bringing us tzaras because he wants us to daven. He wants us to connect him. And that's why we go through sometimes very difficult challenges. He said, Rav Brevda's tefillahs gave him, helped him, and gave him tremendous chizik. To me, it was just somebody's going through Gehenna, and he hears this from Rav Brevda, and it gave him tremendous chizik, and he was able to tap into it. Like, okay, Hashem is giving me challenges. He wants me to connect to him. And then once he connects to Hashem and tefillahs, his situation improved very, very much. And he still has challenges in life, but he's in a much better place in his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To me, it just struck me that somebody was able to tap into tefillah in that way, in that moment of challenge where many people would go in the other direction, and he was able to use it as a springboard for personal growth. Really have no excuses, Yom Kippur. We're really there all day anyway. We really got to push and try to just focus on the words of the Machzor. We got to get either a pathway to prayer. I personally like the Mefurish Machzor. The art scroll just translates into English. This one actually makes me think about what the words mean, what the phrase is trying to do. Well, we got to try to push. We got to try to connect. That's what we're there for. That's what we're here for. And to realize that it is possible to get there. We may be zocha to do so. Wishing everyone a Gemar Chasima Toiva and a good Gebed Shchar and a wonderful Shabbos.